translator. And I know you didn't want to hear me speak in both English and Chinese.
抱歉，我以为我今天没有帮我翻译的弟兄。
First of all, I want to thank you again for having Linda and me this weekend.
首先我感谢主，感谢你们邀请我和这个我的姊妹来到你们当中。
We have known some of you from a distance.
我们对在座的几位弟兄姊妹在远处认识你们。
And we've known some of you certainly at the family conferences in Richmond and Longwood.
我们知道有些弟兄姊妹我们能认得你们是因为你们参加在这个 Richmond 或者是 Longwood 的那个退休会。
But now we've had the privilege to get to know you here where you live and where you meet.
现在呢我们是有机会在你们所住的地方所聚会的地方来认识你们。
So it's a real privilege to be here among you.
我感到非常的荣幸可能在你们一起。
And I want to again thank Joe and Wu and his beautiful daughters.
为着周姊妹韩弟兄还有他的女儿们。
They've allowed us to invade their home and their privacy this week.
他让我们能住在他们家里。
I think Josephine's room has been a palace for us.
那个第三个女儿的悠悠的房间是像那个宫殿一样。
So we're so thankful we can be together.
为着能够在一起，我们感谢主。
Most of what we're thankful for is our relationship together in the Lord Jesus.
我们最为着我们与主一同的那个关系来感谢赞美神。
There's nothing like fellowship in the Lord.
没有能够在主里面一同交通任何事情跟他相比的。
It breaks every barrier.
能够把一切的拦阻都能够除去。
We can be rich or poor.
不论我们是富有或者贫穷。
Chinese or Caucasian or African American.
或者你中国人美国人或者是非洲的黑人。
But when we're in the Lord Jesus, we are just brothers and sisters.
在主里面我们都是主的弟兄姊妹。
So again, we thank you for having us.
为着你们能够邀请我们在你们中间我们感谢主。
Now if you'll turn with me to our text verses, Romans 8:31-39.
我们来读我们的主要的经文就是罗马书第八章的31节到39节。
Some of you have been here Friday and Saturday and know what we've been speaking about.
你们在中间有人在礼拜五礼拜六在这聚会中的人知道我们所交通的事。
Our burden comes from these concluding thoughts in the 8th chapter of Romans.
我们的负担呢是在于第八章的结尾的地方就是保罗所做的结论。
Let's read this again.
让我们再来读一遍。
What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who against us?
即使这样还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
He who yea has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him grant us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗
Who shall bring an accusation against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢有神称他们为义了
Who is he that condemns? It is Christ who has died, but rather has been also raised up, who is also at the right hand of God.Who also intercedes for us.
谁能定他们的罪呢有基督耶稣已经死了而且从死里复活现在在神的右边也替我们祈求。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢难道是患难吗是困苦吗是逼迫吗是饥饿吗是赤身肉体吗是危险吗是刀剑吗
According as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all day long. We have been reckoned as sheep for slaughter.
如经上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
But in all these things, we more than conquer through Him that loved us.
然而，靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
And now these last two verses that will be our text today.
那么今天呢，我们就要读到这下面这个两节经文，是我们今天的主要要交通的题目。
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。
Nor powers, nor height, nor depth.Nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们一同一些祷告。
Lord, you know how dependent we are when it comes to your word.
主啊，我们来到你话语的面前，何等的需要你。
Your words are spirit and life.
你的话语乃是灵，乃是生命。
We need the Holy Spirit to quicken to us your living word.
我们需要圣灵能够把你的话在我们的里面成为活的。
Now, Lord, you alone have these words of eternal life.
主啊，只有你有永生之道。
Unless your Holy Spirit quickens us with a spirit of wisdom and revelation, we can't understand your word.
除非你赐给我们这个智慧和启示的灵来解释你的话语，我们是没办法认识你的话。
It will only be words on a page.
不然这些话语只不过是印在白纸的黑字而已。
But when your Holy Spirit quickens your word,
当圣灵来使你的话成为活的话的时候
We are quickened in life.
我们就能够活过来
Lord Jesus, we pray today you will meet us in such a way.
主啊，我们今天就求你这样的来遇见我们
We pray you would help me in all of my weaknesses to make clear what is in your word.
我们祈求你能够帮助我一切的软弱，使你的话成为实际，成为清楚的。
We pray that you would help Joe to really communicate the heart of the burden in Chinese.
也帮助韩弟兄能够把你的话那个用中文把它翻译出来。
And we pray first of all and above all that the Lord Jesus would be lifted up.
我们也求在各样的祈求之上来求耶稣基督的名能够被高举。
Meet us, Lord, for we ask it in the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
愿主遇见我们每一个人，靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Well, I think those of you that have been here already know sort of the groundwork we've laid.
我们和我们在一起的听过我讲的前几次道的，知道我们已经说过的那些根基的事。
We said there's hardly anything like these nine verses in the scripture.
我们提到说圣经里面没有其他的地方像我们刚才读过的九节圣经一样的。
The Apostle Paul rises to the mountaintops of Scripture.
保罗呢，好像来到这个山峰的顶峰。
The Apostle Paul plumbs the depths of his word.
也好像保罗带我们到那个深渊的深处。
To the believer, this is incredible assurance.
对于信徒来说，这是一个最宝贵的那个确据。
You know what we've likened it to? We've likened it to a court case.
我们用这个地上的法院的案子来做一个比方。
One brother said he knows I'm not a lawyer by the way I speak.
有一个弟兄说啊，我说话的时候，有一个弟兄说我讲话不像是一个律师。
It's clear this engineer only knows a little bit about law.
当然是我的出身是工程的，当然我对法律呢知道的有限。
But as Paul said, bear with me in my folly.
但是那个保罗说的一样，说是求你们这个容忍一下我的这个愚拙。
It seems to me in a court case, there are just three elements.
在法院里面打官司的时候有三件事。
First of all, there's the opening statement.
第一件事情是那个律师要做的开场白。
In the opening statement, plainly, that's when both sides lay out what the case is about.
在开场白的时候，这个原告跟被告呢，就要把这个他们的案子都呈现出来。
So we see the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1 saying the whole case is about the gospel of God.
所以我们在那个罗马书第一章第一节呢，告诉我们说，整个案子呢是关于神的福音。
He said he was separated to the gospel.
他告诉我们说，他是为了神的这个福音呢，被分别出来的。
And he said not only was he separated to the gospel,
不但是他是特派为传福音的
，but the whole of the gospel is concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
他说到整个福音呢，乃是论到神的儿子主耶稣基督。
That's what God's case is about.
这是神呢在法院里面在我们面前呈现的这个案子。
It's about the good news.
这是关于好消息。
That's what's laid out in Romans.
在罗马书里面就把这个案子呈现在我们的面前。
Then in every court case, there's the evidentiary part of the court case.
在法庭里面还有第二个部分是你要把证据呈现出来。
That's usually the long phase of the trial.
这是在法院里面占最长时间的。
And we illustrated with what they called the trial of the century, the football player, O.J. Simpson.
我用这个所谓的这个世纪大审判对一个足球员的一个官司就是有一个叫做 O.J. Simpson 的足球球员。
Trials like this can go on for years sometimes.
有时候像类似的官司呢可经过这个好几年的时间来打官司。
And then there's the final phase of every trial.
然后呢最后的第三件事情呢对每一个打官司的这第三件事情是这样。
It's the closing argument.
就是双边的律师要做一个结论。
And brothers and sisters, the closing argument is often the most vital part of the trial.
在很多的案子里面这个结论的时候呢是最重要的时候。
It's the most important part of the case very often.
在每一个官司里面呢做结论是最重要的时刻。
Regardless of what was said in the opening statement.
有时候呢不管你在这个开场白里面讲了什么。
Regardless of what was presented in all the evidence.
有时候不管你在这个呈现证据的时候你呈现了哪些证据。
There's that last opportunity for the triers. It's the last opportunity for the lawyers to present their case in summation.
双方的律师呢最后呢有一个机会就是把整个案子呢做一个结论。
Now the whole purpose of a trial is to convince somebody something.
这整个官司是为了说服某些人。
For the defendant, what they're trying to do is produce reasonable doubt that they didn't actually commit the crime.
对被告来说呢他要说服人呢是有可合理的怀疑。
In this great closing argument of the Apostle Paul, what he's trying to produce is unwavering faith in the Christian.
但是保罗在这所要讲到的是一个不能够摇动的信心。
This is not to produce doubt in the believer.
他不是为了说服我们，我们的信仰是超越合理的怀疑的。
The overwhelming encouragement that comes from these nine verses is to produce in us unwavering faith.
他用这个九节的结论呢，告诉我们，我们有一个不肯摇动的信心。
So we've called these nine verses the divine closing argument.
所以我们把这九节圣经呢叫做神圣的结论。
I don't think you can underestimate the power of these words.
我想说我们都能够知道这个
结论的那个力量。
William Newell, who wrote the classic book, Romans Verse by Verse.
我们知道有人呢写了一本经典之作，就是把罗马书每一节经文呢都解释得非常清楚。
He was speaking of the importance of these nine verses.
这位弟兄呢就把这个这边的九节经文呢把它的重要性把它表明出来。
And he said, Paul arrives here at the mountaintop of Christian experience.
但是保罗呢在这个时候呢就好像达到了基督徒经历的高峰顶峰。
How powerful are these words?
这些结论是何等的有能力。
They're so convincing, these closing words.
他所带出来的那个结论是何等的有说服力。
You know, we've looked at a few different things as we've considered these nine verses.
我们在考虑这个九节经文的时候，我们已经谈到一些话。
First of all, we've looked at that point, God is for us.
第一点呢，他说到神是帮助我们的。
Listen to these words, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who against us?
他说到即使这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢?
These are the greatest words of comfort to any believer in Christ.
对每一位信主的在基督里的人呢，这是何等大的安慰。
Some people hardly believe that God is really for them.
有很多基督徒呢，很难相信神是帮助我们的。
We're like that one who had the one talent and buried it in the cloth in the ground.
就像一个得了一块银钱的那个人把它包起来藏在地里。
And when we're called to give account, we would say to the Lord, you know, you're a hard man.
当主耶稣来的时候要我们交账的时候我们就跟他讲说主啊我知道你是一个非常严厉的人。
Some people think of the Lord in those terms.
有些人就是这样子来想到主耶稣。
But here the Apostle Paul knew something terrific.
但是保罗在里面告诉我们一件非常奇妙的事。
And this is what we're to know as believers.
我们做信徒呢应该都知道这件事。
God is for us.
那就是神是帮助我们的。
But not only that, he doesn't stop there.
他不但是这样。
When you read the next two verses, you discover something equally wonderful.
在下一节呢他告诉我们一个同样奇妙的事。
You discover God defends us.
我们发现说神呢是我们的中保是我们的辩护师。
Isn't that tremendous?
这不是一个非常了不得的事吗?
Think of the lawyer we have that's on our side, if I can use those words.
请你想想看我们有一个最好的律师在我们的身边。
Think of the counsel we have on our side.
记得我们有最好的那个帮助我们的人。
Listen to these words. Who shall bring an accusation against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
Who is he that condemns? It is Christ who has died, but rather has also been raised up. Who is at the right hand of God?Who also intercedes for us.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边也替我们祈求。
So not only is God for us,
不但是神帮助我们，
God defends us.
神也是在那里为我们辩护。
And then he shares a third most wonderful thing.
并且他告诉我们第三点。
Look at verses 35. Who shall separate us?From the love of Christ, tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
第三十五节说，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难，是困苦，是逼迫，是饥饿，是赤身肉体，是危险，是刀剑吗？
According as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long. We have been reckoned as sheep for the slaughter.
如经上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
This is the secret that the Apostle Paul shares with believers.
这个是保罗向信徒所分享的秘诀。
God is with us.
神帮助我们。
God is with us in the darkest of circumstances.
神在我们最黑暗的经历里面与我们同在。
God is with us in the deepest of circumstances.
让我们在深渊深处的时候，神与我们同在。
Listen to these circumstances.
听到他所这边列出来的情形。
Tribulation.
逼迫。
Distress.
患难,
persecution,
逼迫,
famine,
饥饿,
nakedness,
赤身肉体,
danger,
危险,
sword,
甚至刀剑,
whatever your circumstances, the comfort that comes in this closing argument is God is with us.
不论你在怎样的情况里面, 在结论, 他所做的结论里面, 告诉我们说, 神是帮助我们的。
Isn't that good news?
这不是一个大好消息是什么呢?
What encouragement there is in His Word.
这是何等安慰的话。
It's no wonder Griffin Thomas said this is exultant assurance.
所以这个是被这个高举升天的这个确据。
It's no wonder a brother said this is the magnificent triumph or the magnificent climax of Romans 8.
所以这位弟兄就说他是一个 达到激风的那个安慰和鼓励。
Now you're all caught up and you don't need to listen to the first three messages.
那现在呢，你已经听到这个前三个讲到的这个精华，你不需要过去再去听了。
This morning we're going to look at one word.
今天早晨呢，我们来读这个一个字。
That one word is persuaded.
这个字呢，叫做深信。
That one word is so vital when we think of this closing argument.
这个字呢，在这个结做结论的时候呢，是非常重要的。
So the first thing we're going to look at is the summation.
让我们看看他怎样做结论。
How does Paul summarize?
保罗是怎样做结论的？
He summarizes with this one word, persuaded.
他这个用这个一个字。 来做一个总结,就是我深信。
Listen in 38 to what the apostle says.
请你来读这个第38节,保罗讲什么?
For I am persuaded.
因为我深信。
This is the single purpose of the closing argument in a court case.
因为在法庭里面做结论的目的就是要 说服就是要使人深信。
The single purpose is to persuade the jury.
唯一的目的呢，就是要说服那些审判台的人。
Or the single purpose is to persuade the judge.
就是唯一的目的是要说服那个法官。
So this is the reason at the end, the conclusion, he says, I am persuaded.
所以他这边讲到说。 我深信,
this is what it means in a court case.
就在法庭里面, 这是他的目的。
I read this in a legal paper.
我从这个法庭里面, 案子里面读到这样的。
Persuasion is the objective of the closing argument.
他说到说, 当法庭里面做结论的时候, 这个使人深信, 说服人, 是最重要的目的。
And then this legal expert made this statement.
有一位法律专家做了这样的解释。
He said, what is the main thing you're trying to do in the summation?
在做结论的时候, 你所要达到什么目的呢?
And to these students, he said, you're trying to persuade.
对于那些读法律的学生, 他说呢, 你要说服。
Now this is Paul's testimony. I am persuaded.
所以保罗在这里呢, 给我们一个见证, 他说呢, 我深信。
Brothers and sisters, are you persuaded?
弟兄姊妹们, 你们深信吗?
It's not good enough for the Apostle Paul to just be persuaded.
保罗自己呢, 他深信这些呢, 还不够。
The whole point under the anointing of the Holy Spirit is to persuade every believer of God's love for us.
在圣灵的恩膏底下呢, 神是要使每一个信徒在基督里面来深信。
This is the one vital question when we come to the end of this closing argument.
所以当我们来到这个结论的终了的时候呢, 是非常重要的事。
Are you persuaded?
你深信吗?
Are you persuaded that God is for us?
你深信 神是帮助我们的吗?
Many people don't seem to believe this.
有很多人相信,
at best, they seem to have a half-hearted belief in this.
有很多人就是半信半疑的.
But look at the ultimate proof of how much He's for us.
求你们听到他是怎样把这个神帮助我们这一点, 说得那么样的完全。
He gave His only begotten Son.
神
What more can he give than giving his only begotten son?
他既然把他的儿子赐给我们了，还能够留下其他事情不给我们吗？
Are you persuaded God is on your side?
你深信神是在你的旁边吗？
Are you persuaded that God defends us?
你深信神来为我们辩护吗？
A lot of people called O.J. Simpson's lawyers the dream team.
有人称呼这位体育员 O.J. Simpson, 他的律师团叫做是这个梦想,
It was the best of legal minds.
他们是在美国最好最棒的律师们。
And I hope this doesn't offend you.
我希望这个叫你不要生气。
But he took this guilty man.
他们把这个 有罪的人,
and because of this best of the legal team,
因为这个梦想的梦幻的律师团,
the guilty was able to go free.
他们能够把有罪的人说成没罪的, 要他这个变成自由的人。
I know there's a lot of opinion about that.
我知道说人对于这件案子呢有许多不同的意见。
But brothers and sisters, here's the point.
那我所要做的重点是这样。
O.J.'s lawyers weren't the best.
这个体育员的他的律师呢，还不是最棒的。
Brothers and sisters, we had the best defense.
你知道吗？我们有的才是最棒的。God
Himself is our defender. Can you imagine?
神自己是我们的辩护律师。
Listen to these words. Who shall bring an accusation against God's elect?
你看他怎么说呢？他是谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？
No one, because God is our defender.
因为没有一个人能够控告我们，因为神是我们的辩护律师。
And just like O.J.
就像这位体育员 O.J. 一样，
We are guilty.
我们都有罪的。
We were dead in our trespasses and sin.
我们都死在我们的罪恶过犯中的。
We were living for ourselves.
我们为自己自私的活着。
We were living these terrible lives in darkness.
我们在黑暗里过非常糟糕的生活。
But then He justifies us.
然后神呢就称为我们为义。
And we the guilty go free.
我们这些有罪的人呢就能够得到自由。
That's the power of the one who's for us.
这就是在那我们旁边帮助我们的能力。
That's the power of the one who defends us.
这是为我们辩护的能力。
Are you persuaded that God is with us?
你真正深信神帮助我们吗?
Notice how the Apostle Paul talks about the darkest things.
你看到这个保罗所列出来的那个黑暗的事。
It isn't just a generic statement to say God is with you.
他不是光是这样说神与我们同在而已。
He lists all of these seven things, the most terrible things.
他把那个七件那些非常可怕的事情就摆在我们面前。
And what the ultimate encouragement that comes from the Word of God is this simple thing.
所以这个神所在告诉我们最 有安慰的话语乃是这样,
in every circumstance in your life,
在所有的情况里,
in the deepest of circumstances in your life,
在你所面对的各样的情形里,
in the darkest of circumstances you might face,
在你所面临最黑暗的时候,
even in those circumstances, God is with us.
在最黑暗的情形里面, 神乃是与我们同在。
What encouragement that is!
带给我们是何等大的安慰和鼓励。
Brothers and sisters, this was David's secret.
这是大卫的秘诀。
You remember in Psalm 23 verse 4?
你记得这个诗篇23篇第24节吗?
He said, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
他说是我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
And then what did he say?
然后他说什么呢?
He had but one secret.
他有一个秘诀。
He said, I will fear no evil.
我不怕遭害。
How could he say, I will fear no evil?
他为什么能说他我不怕遭害呢?
We are naturally fearful.
我们是非常自然的会害怕的。
Because he said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
因为我不怕遭害，是因为你与我同在。
That's the secret, brothers and sisters.
这是大卫的秘诀。
Are you persuaded that God is with us?
你真正深信神帮助我们，神与我们同在吗？
That's what the apostle is trying to do.
这是保罗想要告诉我们的。
Now he's not trying to just convince us in our head.
他不是要叫我们就是在头脑里接受这个事实。
This is to be a heart response.
这个呢，来自从心中要对他有一个回应。
Often we're too analytical as Christians.
有时候我们分析事情分析太多了。
I know I'm an engineer, so I'm analytical by nature.
因为我是工程师呢，我这个天生下来就喜欢分析事情。
But he's not trying to convince you in your head.
他不是要来说服我们，光是在我们脑海里面。
It has to be first of all a heart persuasion.
我们必须要在我们心里面被说服，来深信这点。
One brother put it this way.
有一个弟兄这样说。
He said, let us lay to heart the word persuaded.
我们要在心里面来思想这个深信这两个字。
For it is the key to Paul's triumph as he goes shouting up the mountain heights of Christian faith.
因为这是保罗为什么他在这个启示的顶峰里面在呼喊呼吁我们来相信。
This is the best definition I've ever seen of being persuaded.
这是对于深信这两个字所说的最好的描述。
Let me read it.
让我读一下。
The difference between knowing the truth and being heart persuaded of it.
这个知道真理和从心里面深信的不同是在这里。
To know a Bible truth, you only have to read it.
你要明白神的真理呢，只要你读圣经就可以。
To be persuaded of it in the Lord Jesus first notes the fact.
但是你如果要深信圣经里面所说的话，第一个你要知道圣经所说的真理。
That the truth in question touches your own personal safety before God.
在神面前呢，你要知道真理呢是和你自己的安全有关系的。
And second, your heart must be enlightened by the Holy Spirit.
第二点呢，圣灵要在你的心中来光照你。
And third.
第三点呢,
Your will must be so won over.
你的意志呢, 要被神夺回,
persuaded.
被神说服,
that confidence.
然后你会有这个信心,
heart satisfied persuasion results.
你心里面完全满意于这个, 信心。
This is what Paul meant when he said, in concluding words, I am persuaded.
这是保罗说，因为我深信这句话的意思。It's
not presumption, brothers and sisters.
这不是做的假设。You
may presume something.
你可以对任何事情做一个假设。But
this is much deeper than presumption.
这个是比这个假设设定更深的。This
goes to the very depth of our heart.
这是
It is persuasion and not presumption.
这是深信而不是假设。
Listen what Paul said in his last letter.
在最后一封信里面，我们来读保罗怎么讲。
2 Timothy 1:12.
在提摩太书后书的第一章。
2 Timothy 1:12.
在第一章第12节。
For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day.
因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
Paul was a persuaded man.
你看到吗？保罗是一个深信的人。
That was his testimony.
这是他自己的见证。
But think of Abraham, the father of faith.
你想象那个我们信心之父亚伯拉罕。
Turn to Romans 4, 20 and 21.
请你们读到这个罗马书第四章。
Listen to what it says about Abraham.
看到圣经里面怎样讲这位亚伯拉罕。
And hesitated not at the, speaking of Abraham, and hesitated not at the promise of God through unbelief, but found strength in faith, giving glory to God.
他这里说到说，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心得因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
And listen to the way it describes Father Abraham.
请你们来注意一下圣经怎样来描述这我们信心之父亚伯拉罕。
And being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able also to do.
且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
This is what God is looking for in the disciples.
这是神呢，在所有他的门徒的心中所要找的。
This is what the Lord is after in the believers.
所有相信他的人的心里面，神所要得着的。
We're not just to be persuaded.
我们不是光是深信而已。
But here this father of faith, it says so clearly, was fully persuaded.
说到这位我们信心之父的时候呢，他是满心的相信。
And we know because he was fully persuaded.
因为我知道说他是这个满心的相信。
He believed only what God said and what he promised he was able to do.
他相信神所应许的必能做成。
You know, our confidence is not to be in our own selves.
You know, 我们的信心不是光在我们自己的身上。
Our confidence is to be in the promises of God.
我们的信心乃在于神所应许的。
And Abraham and Sarah being dead to bear children.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉在那个时候呢，已经超过可以生育的年日。
They believed the promise of God.
让他们相信。
And it says how much they believed the promise of God.
并且他告诉我们说他们信的程度是什么样子呢？
Even though Sarah laughed.
虽然是那个撒拉在笑。
It says of Abraham that he was fully persuaded.
那说到亚伯翰说他满心相信。
And it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
所以呢就算他为义。
And it goes on to say in these following verses that it wasn't written for his account alone, but for our account.
所以圣经里面继续告诉我们说呢，这些事情不是光是为了亚伯翰说的，乃是为我们说的。
The purpose wasn't just that Abraham would be fully persuaded.
神要告诉我们的目的不是告诉我们只有亚伯翰满心相信而已。
The purpose is that you and I would be fully persuaded.
神告诉我们这些事情的目的乃是你和我呢也能够满心相信。
What are some other examples in the scripture?
在圣经里面还有其他的例子。
Do you remember Paul's closing arguments to King Agrippa in Acts 26?
你记得这个神在亚波王面前所做的结论吗？
Turn to Acts 26.
请你翻到这个使徒行传26章。
And look at 24.
第24节。
Here was the Apostle Paul giving his own closing argument.
在这里呢，保罗自己呢，为他自己做辩护，做结论。
Listen to what it says.
第二十四节。
And as he answered for his defense with these things, Festus says with a loud voice, Thou art mad, Paul.Much learning turns thee to madness.
保罗这样分述的时候呢，菲斯都大声说：“保罗，你疯狂了吧？你的学问太大，反而叫你癫狂了。”
Here was a fully persuaded man.
你看到这里是一个有深深满心相信的人。
And when the world looked at this fully persuaded man,
当世界来看这位满心相信的人
All they could conclude was, Paul, you're mad.
他们所得的结论乃是保罗你疯了
Now that doesn't mean angry, you understand.
那并不是表示说你在生气
That means, Paul, you've been driven mad. You're a crazy man.
他这里乃是说你现在癫狂了
When the world that has no hope looks at us who have hope,
当这个没有盼望的世界看到我们有盼望的人的时候
they think at best we're crazy to believe those things.
他们觉得我们实在癫狂了才会相信这些事情
They might even say you're mad. Much learning has driven you to madness.
他们会对我们说你们的学问太大了叫你们癫狂了
But here's a fully persuaded man.
这里我们看到一个满心相信的人。
And there's another fellow in this story.
在这个故事里面还有一个人。
Agrippa.
是菲斯都。
And when you read about Agrippa,
亚基波王。
Look at verse 28.
第28节。
Paul was so convincing to Agrippa that Agrippa said this.
保罗的结论呢太有说服力了所以这个亚基波王呢这样子说
Agrippa said to Paul in a little thou persuadest me to become a Christian
亚基波王对保罗说你想稍微劝一点呢 就叫我做基督徒吗
and Paul said I would to God both in a little while and in much that not only thou but all who have heard me this dayshould become such as I also am, except in these bonds.
保罗说呢，无论是少劝，是多劝，我向神所求的，不但是你一个人，就是今天一切听我的，都要像我一样，只是不要像我有这些锁链。
So we see three kinds of people in this world.
我们看到这个世界上有三种人。
We see ones like the Apostle Paul.
有些人呢像保罗一样
We see ones like Father Abraham
有些人像这个亚伯罕的信心之父一样
And we can say of those ones that they are fully persuaded
我们想到这一类的人乃是满心相信的人
We can see this one like Festus
我们看到另一组人呢就是像那个菲斯都一样
He's not persuaded at all
他并没有被说服。
As a matter of fact, he thinks all that he believes, all that Paul believes is nothing but madness.
他反而觉得保罗所相信的都是不过是一些这个癫狂的事。
And then you see King Agrippa.
然后你看到另一些人就是像那个亚基波王一样。
King Agrippa's right on the edge.
亚基波王呢就是在要信主的那个边缘上。
He's right on the edge of the knife.
好像在那个刀口上一样。
He's almost this way and he's almost that way.
他几乎要在这一边也在那一边。
And he says those famous words to the Apostle Paul.
他对保罗呢说了这一件非常有名的话。
Almost thou hast persuaded me.
你几乎差一点把我说服了。
What kind of person are you?
你是怎样的一种人呢
Can you say like the Apostle Paul in conclusion, I am persuaded?
你能像保罗说在这个他所做的结论里面说的我深信
Or will you say like Festus, this is pure madness?
或者你像菲斯杜一样这都是叫人癫狂的事
Or will you be in that nowhere land like Agrippa?
或者你像那个亚基波王一样在这个在这中间
And all you can say is almost you have persuaded me.
他只能说哎呀你差一点就说服我了。
To this the apostle Paul I said I would that all would be like me except in bonds.
保罗回答说呢我盼望今天所听见的每一个人都能像我一样深信。
So powerful was this closing argument. Listen to what Agrippa said.
他在这里做的结论是那样的有能力听这个亚基波王所说的话。
It's in verse 32.
在32节说。
And Agrippa said to Festus,
亚基波王对这个菲斯都说
This man might have been let go if he had not appealed to Caesar.
这人若没有上告于该撒，就可以释放了。
Think of the irony of that.
你看看这里所有的矛盾。
Here is the Apostle Paul that delivered so powerful a closing argument.
保罗在这里呈现一个非常有说服力的结论。
Not just in Romans, but here before Festus and Agrippa.
不但是在罗马书，而且还在这里，在这个菲斯都跟亚基波王的面前。
And so convinced was Agrippa that he said this man could go free.
亚基波王因着他完全被说服，那个深信，所以他就说呢，这个人可以释放了。
But he sealed his own fate.
他呢，在这里呢，就为他自己的命运做了一个决定。
When the Roman citizen has the right to appeal to the highest power, he had appealed to Caesar.
因为对一个罗马的公民来说呢，他有权利向上告到最高的法院，就是该杀的法院。
So do you remember what I said the other night about the lower court and the higher court?
你记得吗？我上次提到的这个在地上呢，有这个低层的法院，也有这个高层法院。
He could have gone completely free.
他可以完全的得释放。
As we say, scot free.
我们像美国人讲的就是得自由，完全得自由了。
I'm not sure I know what scot free means.
I didn't translate this.
Maybe it's something with Scottish. I'll have to ask my wife.
Yeah. Totally free.
Totally free, that's it. He went totally free.
完全的释放。
But what we see in the Apostle Paul and what we're to see in every believer in Christ is this one thing.
我们在保罗身上和在每一个信徒的身上看到这一点。
I am persuaded.
我深信。
That's the end of the closing argument.
这是做结论的最后一个重点。
The next thing we want to look at is the security we have.
另外一点呢，我们想要看到的是，乃是我们所有的这个平安，这个保障。
There's such security in this persuasion.
在这个深信的里面呢，包括那个我们的保障。
Robert Govett, some of you may have read his writings.
这有一位弟兄叫做 Robert Govett, 可能有人读过他的书。
He said we may rest confidently in Paul's persuasion.
他说是呢，在保罗所呈现的案子里面呢，我们可以非常的安心。
Because it's not just to be Paul's persuasion.
这不但是保罗所深信的。
It's to be your persuasion.
也要成为我们所深信的。
And it's to be my persuasion.
也成为我的
深信的。This is the security we have.
这是我们所有的保障。
Look at Romans 38,
38 and 39. 从那个38节跟39节里面，罗马书第八章呢，我们就可以读到。
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come.
他说到，因为我深信，无论是死，是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。
Nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
或是掌权的，是高处的，是低处的，是受别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Notice it starts with that word neither.
请你们读到说无论是。
Notice it continues over and over with that word nor.
请你们读到这个这里面一直在说或是或是或是。
Nor, nor, nor.
或是或是或是。
The whole point is nothing can take our security away.
他说到的重点乃是没一个人能够把我们的保障除去。
Now, brothers and sisters, neither nor is good English, but it's better doctrine.
这个或是或是呢，是一个最好的教义。
We have nothing that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
无论哪一件事情都不能够使我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。It's
good English, but it's much better security.
虽然这样讲是一个很好的英文的一个表达方式，但是呢，它告诉我们是乃是更深、更完全的保障。He
lists all of these things.
他把这些可能的事都包括在他的话语里面。And
he concludes, nothing is able to separate us.
然后他 做一个结论说，没有一件事能叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。That's
good news, brothers and sisters.
这就是大好的消息。
You know, as in this world, we're consumed with this idea of security.
我们在这个世界呢，我们实在是来花尽心思呢，想要对各样事情有保障。Look
at Brussels just this past week.
想到这个在比利时所发生的恐。
We're concerned about homeland security.
在美国呢，我们有这个homeland security.
Personal security.
或者我们个人上，我们也要有保障，安全的保障。Homeland
is not a Chinese word.
哦，美国本土的安全的保障。Computer
security.
或者是我们做电脑的人都知道的，电脑上也要有安全的保障。Financial
security.
或者是在财务上，我们也要有一个保障。
But most important, we should be concerned about eternal security.
最重要的是，乃是我们要对永远的生命、永生有一个保障。Brothers
and sisters, no one can hack into your eternal security.
没有一个人呢，能够像骇客一样的，能够侵入你的永生的保障。Did
I puzzle you? He's a computer man. How could I puzzle him? Think of it. He's a systems engineer. I'm a lowly structural engineer.
Wait, but I learned Chinese computer terms in English, not in Chinese. Oh.
This security can't be compromised.
对这个对永生的这个安全系统，没有一个人可以能侵入的。
We have the best protection.
我们有最安全网.
We have the best security.
我们有最安全的保障.
And just so the apostle proves to us we have the best security.
所以保罗在这里做一个结论说我们有最好的安全的保障.
He has this exhaustive list.
他这里面把这个这些所有的事情都列出来.
For I am persuaded that neither death
因为他说我深信无论是死
nor life
或是生
nor angels
或是天使
nor principalities
或是掌权的
nor things present
或是现在的事
nor things to come
或是将来的事
nor powers
或是有能的
nor height
或是高处的
nor depth
或是低处的
and just to make sure he covered everything he said nor any other creature
为了他能够包括万有啊，所以他说是加上这一句，或是别的受造的
，is able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ，
都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的基督耶稣里的。
When you look at this, it's the comparison of extremes。
我们知道他是用这个极端来做一个比较。We
see neither death。
我们看到就算是死
，but we see nor life。
就算是生,
you know, 1 Corinthians 15:26 says the last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
我们在这个哥林多前书第15章里面告诉我们，最后要消灭的敌人就是死。But
this is what it says in Hebrews 2:15.
在希伯来书2章第15节这样说。It
says the Lord Jesus is able to deliver us who through life the fear of death and all our lifetime were subject to death.
所以神，他被讲到主耶稣就是要释放那些一生因怕死而成为奴仆的人。This
is your security, believe it or not.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们安全的保障。Death
is not the end for us.
死亡不是我们的终点。The
grave is not the end for us.
坟墓不是我们的终点。Death
can't separate us.
死亡不能够 是我们与神隔离。But
then there's the opposite end. Neither can life separate us.
在那个对面呢，他说到说，就算是生命、生活没办法与我们
Sometimes I think it's much easier to die than it is to live.
选择死亡呢，比选择生活更容易一点。
As a matter of fact, there's an old famous saying that life is hard and then you die.
有些人说着，生活呢，比死亡更困难。
I love this quote of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
我喜欢这位史布珍弟兄所说的话。
He said, I must confess that I am more afraid of life than death.
他说是我必须要承认呢，我怕活着，比这个死亡更可怕。
Oh, said one. Oh, said one. I don't know.
Oh, said one.
One was surprised that he said such a thing.
Oh.
Oh, you're afraid more of life than death?
有人问他说，你真的是怕？ 活着比怕死亡更厉害吗?
And that one that questioned him said, but death is such hard work. Do you think so?
所以他就问他说,这个死亡其实是非常重的工作,你知道吗?
To which Spurgeon replied this profound thought.
那斯伯真呢,就这样回答,
Why dying is the end of works. It is living that is the hard work.
他说死亡呢，就是非常轻松的工作，但是这个生活呢是非常沉重的工作。Neither
death nor life.
他这边告诉我们，或是生，或是死。But
there's another group.
还有另外一批。
Nor angels, nor principalities, and the King James Version puts nor powers at that point.
是天使，是掌权者，或签订本中跟中文一样，他又加了一个有能者。
We know they're the good angels who kept their first estate.
我们知道有好的天使呢，他们就守他们的岗位。
And we know there's the fallen angels, a third of the stars of heaven that fell.
我们知道这些另外一批三分之一的天使呢堕落了。
And they became the demonic power.
他们就成为这个魔鬼的实力。And
then we read about principalities and powers.
所以我们就读到这里有掌权的和有能力的。
I think all of us know that famous portion of scripture in Ephesians 6:10-18.
我们知道这个以弗所书第六章第十节跟那个第十六节的这段话。
It talks about these principalities and powers along with the rulers of darkness of this world.
他提到这些天空掌权者的那个恶魔。
Spiritual wickedness in high places.
在天空，属灵界的恶魔。
Brothers and sisters, this is the security.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这里所找的是我们安全保障。
The highest powers.
在高处的权柄。
The heavenly beings.
这些生活在天空中的一些。
The angels.
那些天使。
The darkest powers.
那些管理幽暗世界的权力。
Principalities and world rulers of darkness.
在这个管理幽暗世界的这些有能者。
These are not able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
这些都不能够使我们与神的爱，在基督里的神的爱隔绝。
And then he talks about another contrasting pair.
然后他又说到其他的一些话。
Nor things present, nor things to come.
他说是或是现在的事，或是将来的事。
It's the present and the future.
现在和将来。
You notice he doesn't mention the past.
你知道他这边没有说到过去。
I think it's very interesting that the Apostle Paul didn't mention here the past.
在这里非常有趣的是，就他没有提到过去。
It would seem he would complete the thought if he just mentioned the past.
好像说他漏掉这一点，好像是他没有完全。
But Paul had a secret.
你知道保罗有一个秘诀啊。He
shared that secret in Philippians 3 verse 13.
我们知道他在那个腓立比书啊，3章11节啊，告诉我们。
Forgetting those things which are behind.
他告诉我们说，忘记背后。
And stretching forward to those things which are before.
努力向前。
Brothers and sisters, too many of us as believers live in the past.
太多的信徒呢，活在过去。
The secret is there's nothing you can do about the past.
那个秘诀是你对过去发生的事情不能做任何一件事。
You need to worry about the present.
你需要为着现在担心。
And you need to worry about what's to come.
你要为将来的事做准备。
You need to worry about the future.
你需要为着将来的事情忧虑。
And the encouragement of our security is this.
我们的安全的保障带来的安慰是这样。
Not the present.
无论是现在的
not the future,
无论是将来的
and certainly not the past,
绝对不是过去的
can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
能够叫我们和神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
And then he has another pair of words.
他现在又有另外一对话。
Nor height,
他说是或是高处的。
Nor depth,
或是低处的。
Think of the Apostle Paul, this crafted, brilliant argument.
想想看，保罗在这里所呈现的他的这个思想。
He covered the highest possible thing.
他在里面说到这个最高处的事。
He covered the lowest possible thing.
他也在里面讲到是最低的事。
Brothers and sisters, those things cover everything in between.
所以在最高点和最低点呢，中间它包括所有的事情。
It reminds me of Psalm 139, verse 7 and 8. You all know it.
我们记得这个诗篇139篇第七节跟第八节。
Whither shall I go from thy spirit?
我要往哪里去逃避你的灵呢？
Or whither shall I flee from thy presence?
我要逃到哪里去躲避你的面呢？
If I ascend up to the heavens, thou art there.
如果我到天上，你在那里。
If I make my bed in the lowest hell, behold, thou art there.
如果我下到阴间，下塔，你也在那里。
Rather it's heaven.
不能是在天上。
Rather it's hell.
或者在阴间。
Our security is secure.
我们的平安的保障啊。一直在那里。
And then he says one last thing.
然后他说到最后一件事。
He says, nor any other creature.
他说到是无论是别的受造之物。
Seems a bit out of place, doesn't it?
你发现说这句话好像是很奇怪。
I like what one said about this.
我很喜欢有一个弟兄这样说。
He said, nor any other creature.
他说是无论是别的受造之物。
It could be read, nor anything in creation.
或者是你可以这样说，是受造的任何一件事。
Nor anything that is to be created.
或者是所有那些要被造的。
In other words, this is the global capstone of our security.
这里乃说到这个全宇宙的这个安全的保障。
He lists all of these extremes.
他用这些非常极端的例子。
And then he summarizes it with this beautiful thought, nor any other creature is able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
然后他是说，无论是别的受造物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
This is our security.
这是我们安全的保障。
Nothing to fear.
我们不需要怕什么。
Nothing to worry about.
不需要为任何事情担忧。
Brothers and sisters, let those words ring in your heart.
让这些话能够在我们心中产生共鸣。
Neither.
无论是什么。
Let that repeated word ring in your spirit.
在你的灵里面让它产生共鸣。
Nor, 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 over and over.
无论是什么，无论是什么，无论是什么，一遍一遍的。
This is our security.
这是我们的保障。
And then lastly, let's talk just for a moment about the secret.
所以让我们谈到最后一点呢，就是那个秘诀。
There's a beautiful secret at the end of this closing argument.
在这里呢，在最后做结论的重点呢，它有一个秘诀。
It's these words.
乃是这些话
which is in Christ Jesus our Lord
乃是在我们主基督耶稣里的
It is the love of God It says nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord
他说到说, 都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝, 这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
This great secret of the love of God is the unbreakable chain.
这个神的爱是我们绑在一起的, 没有办法, 断裂的。
You know, there's a popular saying that says, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
我们大说到一个锁链呢，锁链呢是它的强度呢，乃是在于那个最弱的那个环。Think
about our security just for a moment. Think about it. God has no weakest link.
你知道，想想看，我们的安全的保障，在神那里呢，没有一个最弱的环。
I think there's even a TV game show called The Weakest Link. I'm not sure.
有一个在这个电视上有一个游戏叫做最弱的环。But
when it comes to us being persuaded, this is what we need to know. God has no weakest link.
那想到我们在神面前的保障呢，我们要知道说，在神面前没有一个软弱的环。But
the second part of this great secret,
在这个 秘诀的第二点呢,
is it in Christ Jesus our Lord?
那是说在基督耶稣里,
we will never be separated.
我们是永远不能够和神分离的,
because He has put us in Christ Jesus.
因为他把我们放在主基督耶稣里,
and even more remarkably, when I think of it, I can hardly take it in.
我们看到说, 当我想到一个, 另外一个更奇妙的是, 我实在没办法,
He has put Christ Jesus in us.
神也把基督耶稣放在我们里面。
There's two wonderful phrases in the scripture. We should study them.
我们知道在圣经里面有两句非常奇妙的话, 我们都需要来研究。
First of all, there's in Christ.
第一个呢, 乃是说我们在基督里。
It's throughout the New Testament.
这句话在整个契约里面到处都是。
Then there's that equally complementary and wonderful phrase.
就另外和它相对应的，同样奇妙的。
Christ in us.
乃是基督在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine this secret?
请您能够想象这个秘诀吗?
How could God have even come up with this secret that He would take Christ and put Him inside us? To live in us by the Holy Spirit.
神怎么会想到这样的这个奥秘, 能够把基督呢就放在我们的里面呢?
I tell everybody, this is the secret of the Christian life.
我要告诉各位啊, 这是基督徒生活的秘诀。
The Christian life is not you living.
基督徒生活的秘诀不是你活着。
The Christian life is not you living for God.
基督徒的生活的秘诀不是你为
The Christian life is not your service for God.
基督徒生活的秘诀不是你来服侍神。
The Christian life is Christ living in you.
基督徒生活的秘诀乃是基督在我里面活着。
Out of that everything flows.
从这里呢, 其他任何事情就流露出来。
When you understand that greatest of all secrets, then you understand service.
你要先要 了解这个秘诀，你才能够了解什么叫服事。
I love Paul's expression in Galatians 2:20 when he said, "It is no longer I that live."
我喜欢这个格林多西斯保罗说的话，他说不再是我活着。But
Christ that lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。This
is the great ending secret of the argument.
这是在他做结论的时候，来。
It's in Christ Jesus our Lord. May the Lord open our eyes to this. I hope some of these words have been encouraging. I hope the depth of this closing argument, these grand nine verses, have been somewhat more illuminated.
圣经呢做的结论呢，对我们来讲是一个带给我们一些亮光。
It begins with what shall we say to these things?
他从这里开始，即使这样，
And it ends with nothing shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
然后呢, 他是以, 无论是什么,
here is the vital response.
我们呢,
for I am persuaded.
我深信,
here is the security.
这是我们的保障,
nothing.
其他的一切都不发生,
nor.
无论是什么,
nor.
无论是什么,
nor.
无论是什么,
nothing can separate us from the love of God.
无论是什么别的事情都不能叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
And here is the greatest secret.
这就是最大的保障。
It's the unbreakable chain of God's love.
是神爱那个不能够断裂的锁链。
And not only is that the great secret of this closing argument, the secret is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the other part of that great revelation, when it says in, I think it's Colossians 1:26, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
格罗西书第1:26节讲说，基督在你们里面就是神的荣耀。
This is the closing argument.
这就是保罗做的结论。
This is what the Apostle Paul shared in exultant praise.
这是保罗在这里告诉我们一个被 升天升化的赞美。
As he looked back over the greatness of God's plan,
当他看到神那个救恩的计划的时候,
the Holy Spirit inspired him to write these words.
圣灵就在他里面感动他,
so that as believers in the Lord Jesus,
所以所有在基督里的信徒,
we would never again question.
我们不再怀疑,
God is for us.
那就是神帮助我们,
God defends us.
神为我们辩护,
God is with us.
神与我们同在,
and here's the last thought.
最后一点思想,
are you persuaded?
你深信这一切吗?
Are you like the Apostle Paul, fully persuaded?
你像保罗一样是满心相信这些话吗?
Are you like Abraham, fully persuaded?
你像亚伯罕一样是满心相信这些话吗?
Or are you like Festus and you think this is all madness?
或者你像那个腓斯都一样，这些都是叫人癫狂的事情。
Or are you like King Agrippa?
就或者是你像那个亚基伯王一样。
And you caught somewhere in nowhere's lands and you think almost I'm persuaded.
或者你是落到这个无人之地，想说，哎呀，我差一点被说服了。
May we all be like the Apostle Paul.
但愿每一个人像保罗一样。He
said, I would that all would be like me.
他说是我但愿今天所有听见我的人像我一样。Except
these bonds.
但是不要像我一样困在锁链里。What
did he mean?
他这个是要表明什么呢?
He meant, I wish that you all would be fully persuaded.
他是说, 今天听见我的人呢, 但愿每一个人都能够满心相信。
He is able to do what he promised.
满心相信神所应许的, 他必能成全。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Well, this is my little understanding of the end of Romans 8.
这是我对这个 罗马书保罗所说的结论呢，了解。
I hope there's some encouragement to you in the Lord in these words.
我希望呢，在主里面呢，你能得到一些安慰。I
hope you'll take them to heart.
我希望你能够把这些话放在你的心里。I
hope you'll think about them.
我希望你能够常常思想它。Meditate
upon them.
常常默想它。Think
what great things God has done.
想想看。 神为我们做的何等伟大！
Well, I've used all of my time, probably then some.
我想我已经占用了所有的时间，或者是已经超过了一些时间。
My wife is saying, "Amen." Let's pray.
我的姊妹说阿门，所以让我们一起祷告。Lord,
we're so thankful for your word.
主啊，为着你的话，我们实在是感谢你。What
powers in your word?
你的话语里面有何等大的能力？
We pray that you would illumine your word.
我们祷告，我们求你来光照你的话。
We pray that we wouldn't be those that are just sort of head convinced.
我们求你使我们不成为一个只是在脑海里面认识你的人。
We pray that we would be those that are heart persuaded.
我们求你使我们成为我们心中能够深信的人。
Lord, take these words and make them alive to us by the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵，求你使这些话成为活的。
We're thankful for what we see in your word.
我们为着在你的话中所能看到的一些亮光来感谢你。
In Jesus' precious name.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.